Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can fully enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. I'm Michelle Roscoe, and I want to help you find fitness freedom. I'm so glad you're here. Are you busy? The last time someone asked you, "Hey, how have you been doing?" has your answer been, "Oh, I'm good. Busy." If you identify with the word busy, if you feel like there's always a lot to get done, your to-do list never ends, there are so many demands asking for your attention, whether it's work or family or friends or hobbies or commitments, volunteer work, or just life, this is for you. Because often when we are busy and we have so much on our plates, the first thing to go is ourselves. So if you can identify with busy, if what I'm saying is resonating with you, I want to give you 3 tips so that by the end of this episode, you feel inspired, you feel motivated, and you feel ready to put a little bit more into yourself first and to take care of your health, because you are the most important person in your life. And if you're not taking care of yourself, no one else will. So here are 3 tips, 3 things, 3 steps I'm going to walk you through today. Number 1, recognize where your thoughts are coming from. The fact is, for better or for worse, we create our own lives. And it's not like this magical woo-woo, we close our eyes and we imagine it and it's true. Not necessarily, it doesn't always happen that directly. But we create our own lives by the choices that we make, that we have made in the past. So think about where you are right now in your life. That's a result of hundreds, thousands, millions of decisions you've made throughout your life. So if you're so busy, why are you so busy? You've created this to some degree. And a lot of that comes from society, how we feel we're expected to live, just the way that our systems are built up. If you think about different cultures having different ways of living, you'll see that it's all created by us. We create our lives. We create our societies. So recognize where the thoughts are coming from. If you can create some awareness around it, you have some separation between you and that thought. Our society, I will say, I live in America right now, and it's not just America, but a lot of cultures around the world really prize busyness. Why? Because we're so infatuated with productivity, and it's almost worn as a status symbol that if you're busy, that means you got a lot going on, which means you're important. It must mean you're important. If you're doing a lot, that must mean you're important. There's just a lot of pressure, I would say, to be busy. If you ask someone, "Hey, how are you doing?" They're like, "I have absolutely nothing to do." It'd probably be an abnormal response, right? We're pretty busy. And I will say, especially as women, whether you are a person who identifies as a woman or a man or somewhere in between, non-binary, however you identify listening to this, this is valuable for you to hear. As people who are socialized as women, there is an immense pressure to be caretakers, a lot of unspoken and spoken responsibilities fall on women, whether that's emotional labor or even taking care of physical needs. In households where both men and women work, I don't know the exact numbers in my head, but women do much more of the housework just because that's how it goes. Even if they're working full-time jobs as much as the men, there's a lot of expectations on women. If you're a woman, you're probably nodding your head. Which one is up and down? Is that nodding? I always get them confused. Yep, you're nodding your head up and down saying, yes, 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 this is so true. And if you're not nodding your head, please, you might want to look into that, because I can pretty much guarantee that this is the case for you, that you just have a lot more on your plate as a woman. So keeping that in mind, recognizing the bigger systems that are coming into play, and then on a more individual level, why do you feel like you can't take care of yourself? What is wrong? Is it selfish to take care of yourself? Is it more admirable if you are busy and sacrificing your needs for other people? Where are these thoughts coming from? What is stopping you? What thoughts are stopping you from taking care of yourself? Does it feel selfish? Do you feel guilty when you put yourself first or when you put your needs first? Just recognize these thoughts, be aware of them. The next thing, tip number two, is do it so or do it for, not despite. So take care of yourself so you can be your best. Take care of your health for the people in your life. Because if you are not 100%, or if you are not taking care of yourself first, and if you're not giving 100% to yourself first, you cannot, absolutely, you cannot give 100% to others. This really helped me because I am as much a victim of this mindset of do more, be productive, be busy, fill your time up, no space. Fuck boredom, fuck space. We gotta be busy, we gotta fill our calendar with things to do. I'm a victim of this as well, and I understand the struggle. And something that has helped me, especially when I started my business and I felt so responsible for all of my clients and I felt so responsible for everything happening, and if there was a mistake, it was definitely my fault. And I had to learn that if I were to rest and if I were to take care of myself first and put my business on the back burner sometimes, that it was for my business, not against my business. If I am well rested, if I am in tune with myself, if I am well slept, if I have eaten well, if I have made time for my workouts and my journaling and my meditation and all the things that keep me at my peak, if I do those things, those practices, they help me to show up exponentially better for my friend, for my partner, my business, my work, my clients, my friends, my family, everyone in my life and everyone that I influence is so much better off when I put myself first. Like I said in the beginning, you are the most important person in your life, and no one can take care of you like you can. No one is responsible to take care of you. You're your responsibility if you are an adult. People can help and you can ask for help. That's wonderful. That's another topic. But you are your responsibility, so you have to take care of yourself first. No one else can do it for you like you can. So do it for others. Do it for the things that you care about, the people you care about, the causes you care about. Put yourself first so that you can show up as your best. Because when you set aside that time, as counterintuitive as it feels, if you set aside that time, you're helping everything else be better. It's like the 20% that gives the 80% results, like the Pareto's principle. When you put yourself first, everything else flows, you're more in touch with yourself, and everything becomes easier. Now, tip number three, the most practical in terms of actions, is start small and add on. So if maybe you're thinking, yes, okay, you're right. You've kind of convinced me. I feel like I do need to take better care of myself. I'm so busy and I need to put myself first. And by the way, you might be like, I already work out. I already eat pretty healthy. I feel like I'm okay. Like I'm not completely off the wagon with fitness. When I say take care of yourself, I'm thinking, are you thriving? Are you basking in self-care? Do you have plenty of time to just sit and to be with yourself? Are you able to create space for yourself? I have a high standard for taking care of yourself here. Not just doing the bare minimum, but really taking care of yourself. If you're thinking, okay, I want to take better care of myself. I want to nourish myself. I want to be free. I want to feel more peace in my life. I want to make sure I prioritize myself because I'm so important. My advice to you is to start small and add on and make your self-care a non-negotiable. So maybe an hour feels like a ridiculously luxurious amount of time for your day. That's okay. Start with 10 minutes and make it a practice. Just like I teach my clients and with habits, it's not just how much you show up, but the fact that you show up consistently. So start with that small time. Maybe even 10 minutes feels like ridiculous, but you can do it. If you can give an hour, if you can give 8 hours of a day to your job, you absolutely can give 10 minutes a day for just you. Okay? You can. 10 minutes. Start with 10 minutes. Start small and dedicate 10 minutes out of your day, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or evening. I do recommend doing it in the morning to start your day off well, and so that no matter what happens the rest of the day, you've got that time for yourself. Start with 10 minutes and you might notice a difference, like when you're taking care of yourself, how much better everything else is, and it might inspire you to add more on. You can do that, but keep that practice as a sacred time for you. It might be, you might be somewhere where you're like, 10 minutes, that's nothing. Maybe you need to make more time for yourself in the morning as a specific time, or maybe you need to make more time for yourself throughout the day. Set aside 15 minutes here and there in the afternoon, in the evening, before you go to bed, to get away from your screens, to get away from people, to get away from demands and work, and just show up for you. So here are my three tips if you're too busy to take care of yourself. Number one, recognize where your thoughts are coming from. It's not just coming from out of a vacuum. It's coming from society. It's coming from the way that you grew up, however you are socialized. Number two, do it so, or do it for, not despite, or not but. Do it for the things that you care about. When you are taking care of yourself first, everything else is better. And number three, start small, make it a non-negotiable, and add on to it over time. Those are my three tips if you're too busy to take care of yourself. If you're not sure about what are the best ways to take care of yourself, if you're not sure what the most important things are to do that make the biggest difference, next week, I am going to be sharing a masterclass, Enjoy Total Health. I'm going to be covering mindset, nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle, and give you practical tips based on scientific principles on what are the most important things to focus on. And this is for you if you are a fitness newbie and you're not sure where to start, or if you know all the right things to do and you can't get yourself to do it, or if you already feel like you got something going on and you want to learn more about how to better care for yourself, this is for you. I'll share the link in my show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this. I appreciate you so much. If you enjoyed this and this is helpful for you, let me know. Send out an email to me, michelle@animalroscoe.com. You can find me also on Instagram.com, michelle@michellelynroscoe. Find me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. You could also leave a positive review for the podcast. It means a lot. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day and you take care of yourself because you are absolutely worth it. Do you want to get the happy, healthy life that you want, that you really want, in a compassionate, sustainable, and holistic way, without the pain or strain, even if you've tried everything and it hasn't worked, or you're a complete fitness noob? Become the hero of your own body, health, and life by joining the Healthy Heroes. It's the most sustainably effective, enjoyable, and comprehensive fitness community to help you live your healthiest life and enjoy your fittest body without having to diet, punish yourself, restrict your food, or strain in pain. You can join as soon as today by clicking the link in the show notes. Let's become the hero of your own health so that you can enjoy your life to the fullest and express your unique self with the world.